honest. You know deep down you're here for more. You feel the calling. There's something you're here to do. But as soon as you start working on yourself, life interrupts and you're zapped back to reality. You feel like you're stuck in the messy middle, the space between being a mom and this deeply profound spiritual being. But what if I told you you don't have to choose one side or the other, that you can exist in both? Hi, I'm Kate. I'm a neurospicy conscious mama, human design projector, and shaman here to guide you into raising the vibration of the collective, one small practice at a time. I invite you to let me guide you on this journey of growth, healing, and expansion. I'll equip you with the tools and the resources to be your own healer, to strengthen your discernment and give you the actual tangible embodiment pieces that you can apply in your day-to-day life, in the little moments between making dinner, picking up your kids, or whatever it is for you, because your spiritual growth doesn't have to be another thing on your to-do list. Pop your earbuds in, and let's pretend each episode is our weekly commitment to join each other on my virtual couch for deep conversations about things like how the patriarchy serves no one, embracing your feminine energy in an actual, tangible way, and what it's like to actually break generational trauma so you can know yourself deeply, shed your old self, and move into this new paradigm. Don't let your spiritual growth sit in a box collecting dust in the attic of your mind. Let's navigate it together in the space between.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Space Between podcast. All right, I'm excited to have a conversation with you today. It might be a little bit more off the cuff. I have been really going through it. This eclipse portal really had me going through the ringer, if I'm going to be completely transparent. So I have been in the thick of really dismantling some old patterns, some old behaviors, lots of deeply ingrained beliefs. I have a lot of Aries in my chart. I'm an Aries rising. My Venus is in Aries, and so there was lots of stuff that was coming up in and around relationships for me, my relationships to those around me, my business, past relationships. As some of you know, I'm, you know, recently divorced, well, still in the process of divorce. It's a process. And so really had to, there's a lot of shadow work that came up. There was a lot of things I needed to look at in a new way, in a new perspective. And so I feel like I'm on the other side of it in a less like feel like I'm drowning kind of way and more of a reflecting and starting to integrate everything that I have learned. And that is what I want to have a conversation with you around today, is the idea of this embodiment and integration piece. So early on in my journey, I've shared in previous episodes talking all about my journey and how I started off as like a personal development junkie, right? I was very much excited that of this idea of no longer being the victim and feeling empowered on my journey, but also a way to completely disassociate from the very real parts of myself, the parts that make me, me. And so it was early on in that journey where I realized that I was consuming a lot, that I was learning a lot, but I was making changes, but not where it really mattered. It can be very easy to just be forward thinking, and I know as a shaman and personal experience that there's great power in looking behind you, right? Because otherwise your past becomes your future. You play out the same narratives. You really need to be able to heal that relationship to your past selves, or things that have happened to you, at least come to a place of neutrality with it, so those same patterns don't play out. You know, nothing new here. But I realized that through consuming a lot, I was spewing all of these really great, profound things, but none of it was integrating. And it wasn't until I started actually doing energy work and on my healing journey that I understood, like, okay, this has to get in. And I actually find it's really interesting. A lot of people that come to me to work with me one-on-one, they know the things, right? They're very, very knowledgeable about what they need to do. And they always come to me and they say, just can't get in. It can't get through. They show this idea like there's this ceiling or there's this like roof that things can't seem to integrate. And as I've been doing more in-person energy work, I've really come to see again how sometimes it feels like so much of this is like it just can't get in. You've been to therapy, you listen to personal development books, you read them, but it just can't integrate. And I find that personally, that does come from a lack of movement, lack of energy flow. And so the power of energy work is that it can really work as a catalyst to really break open what's maybe holding you back from being able to really make big changes in your life. So instances like the eclipse, if you're already in tune, you know, you've done the work, you're doing the work. I mean, things like that never used to hit me, right? But then once you're tapped in, like you're really tapped in, right? And so instances like this or cosmic weather or situations that happen in your life really can be the catalyst to have you look at these things. But sometimes you need a little bit of a jumping off point, if you will. When it comes to these situations that present themselves to help you, you know, I always say to my clients, are you ready to get what you asked for? Because they want to change their life and they want the change, but it's not pretty, right? Like it's messy. You're tearing down old belief systems and old parts of your identity. And to support you along the way, it's such an honor to be alongside you as you go through that transformation. But it definitely is a like tearing down, very much a tower moment, very much a starting with a blank canvas kind of energy, right? And so when I'm working with clients, I get that a lot. Like, okay, so how do I do this? Like, there's a lot of how. And that's what I want to speak to is the idea of being and how we need to, more often than not, I see with most of my clients, women that I work with, resort to stepping into our feminine more. And that comes with surrendering, trusting the process, all of those things that we don't do very well because we live in a patriarchy society and we've been conditioned to be so deeply removed from ourselves, right? So the more that you can start to take those steps towards trusting yourself and moving towards what it is that you inherently know, that's the magic, right? So what does that look like? What does that mean? I've talked about this before, so this might be a little bit of a repeat, but when it comes to being on your journey and starting to step into deeper embodiment and just take the knowledge that you have and actually start to make changes in your life and have a transformation and take steps into being, you know, more of your truest self, right? Shedding those old deconditioned parts of yourself. What was a really beautiful jumping off point for me was starting to pay attention to how I felt in and around cosmic weather. How was I feeling when I was being activated? How can I support myself with that? Starting to do rituals, having a full moon ritual, writing things out. I did a lot of writing things out during this eclipse and a lot of use like pulling in the elements. So I would write a letter and then burning it, starting to use my breath, like lots of ways that you can pull these things into. So that's a really good jumping off point is starting to sit with the energy of what's coming up. I know so many of us, you know, we've been gaslit our whole lives. You know, you're too emotional, you're too much, you're too sensitive. So how can you allow yourself to feel these really big emotions? And there's a lot of information out there. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a neuroscientist. I'm not in that realm at all. But in my own personal experience, what I've found is that the healing that needs to happen happens when I'm actually allowing myself to exist in exactly how I need to in that moment. There is profound power that comes from allowing yourself to act exactly like how you were never allowed to act, feeling all that rage, allowing yourself to feel that rage. Obviously, you're allowing for a safe environment to do so, right? I say this to my kids often. You're allowed to feel angry. You're just not allowed to take it out on anybody else, right? And over the years of doing this work, the more that I allow myself to feel my feelings, I can move through it quite quickly. And I remember Tony Robbins saying this, and I used to be a huge Tony Robbins fan. And then some of the things he says were problematic in my own opinion. There's a time and place, right? And things are nuanced, right? Nothing is black and white. But he says, like, I allow myself to feel my feelings for 90 seconds. And I was always like, well, what do you mean? And you know, that was past self me was like, what do you mean? Like, allow yourself to feel it for 90 seconds. Like, if you're feeling upset or you're feeling angry, I never understood that. And now I know for me, what it means is like actually feeling it, like moving that energy. When I'm feeling angry, I'm getting up, I'm doing somatic work, I'm jumping around, I'm tapping, if I'm raging, like I'm on all fours, I am feeling it. I am going through the feelings. And the healing effect that that has is profound. And it can feel super uncomfortable when you haven't done that. But I know that this work would be more profound for so many more of you if you stepped into that, if you allow this energy to move, to get out of your body and out of your hips and out of your luminous energy field and actually move it around, right? And so that's the first piece of this embodiment piece that I want to leave you with, or share with you rather, is the idea of actually moving that energy. Now, therapy is really powerful. I'm a verbal processor and I have great I find great value in talking things out to someone. But then I need to move that energy around. I need to move my body around. I need to be able to alchemize it somehow. And if you've seen my Instagram, I used to share, you know, like dancing it out. Like dancing is a really, really powerful way for me to get in my body. And if you've experienced trauma, it can be hard. You don't want to be in your body, right? Being in your body is not safe. And so again, just what is the next right step you can take to start to embody this? How can you even just focus on your breathing, right? It's all steps. And that's really the big first piece to embodiment, is taking this knowledge and starting to put it in your body, right? The next piece I want to share with you is this idea of like having all of this knowledge, like knowing you need to do the things, knowing what needs to happen. You know, let's just give an example of like working on your self-worth. This is something I've worked with clients. It's a big journey that I've been on. A big piece of this journey for me to step into my self-worth was really around getting my ADHD diagnosis, because I really found that I was trying to make myself fit into a box I was never going to fit in. So once I realized that I was never going to fit into that box, the perspective I had around being enough and my self-worth really changed. So a reminder, if you need it, if you're finding yourself struggling with the whole idea of like your self-worth and self-respect and all of those things and self-love, I never loved that self-love. It didn't resonate with me. How can you love yourself when everything is telling you that that's not it, right? And so can you change the way you look at that? Can you change your relationship with, you know, self-love or feeling enough or your self-worth? Anyways, a little tangent there, but I wanted to share that with you. So let's say the example of working on, you know, healing your relationship to yourself, your self-worth. From an energetic component, there's going to be situations that arise that are going to invite you into actually stepping into this. And I see this so often with clients. We do the energy work, we clear things away, we anchor in what they want, and then they have a situation that arises where they are given the opportunity to step into and speak up for themselves or set a boundary, or someone is breadcrumbing them, or someone is giving them less than they deserve. And it's an opportunity for them to actually step into that embodiment of owning their self-worth, of knowing their worth, right? And so I feel like this isn't maybe talked about enough, but it's conversations I'm having with my clients again and again. And that's what I offer in a one-on-one situation, is very much this reflective piece of where they're like, okay, this is what's going on, but nothing's happening. I'm like, well, pay attention to what's coming up, pay attention to what you're being asked to. And they don't see it. They miss it, right? It's not going to just show up as like all of a sudden you have this worth about yourself. It's going to come in opportunities. Okay. Now, another way that you can step into this embodiment idea and starting to take action or starting to sit with the energy of what you know, I really love to do this in stepping into more of a feminine energy way. Now, as I was saying before, a lot of us as women are in our hypermasculine. It's what's celebrated. It's what's recognized. And so leaning into our feminine energy, surrendering, trusting the process, that's our growth edge, right? That's the discomfort. That's the, okay, how can I just be doing? How can I step back from doing? And how can I step into more receptivity? How can I let go of what no longer serves me so that I am open to receiving, right? You can't receive with a closed fist. And that is where I like to provide instances for you to step into that. So if you've heard me speak before, you've heard me share before, I've talked about this before, but how can you take little moments in your day-to-day life that allow you to get comfortable with the idea of being more receptive? Because I do think we do have to get your brain on board first, right? You're just like, I don't understand what you mean by like, how do I be more receptive? So examples of this, back in the day when I used to get groceries, now I just get them delivered, which in and of itself is a vibe, right? In and of itself is really stepping deeper into this feminine receptivity, if I do say so myself. So irregardless, anything we can do as moms and women that make our life easier, right? So when I would be at the store and I would get offer to, you know, can I carry your groceries? I would always say yes. I mean, I used to always say no. No, I got it. I can handle it. I can do it myself. No. Let's start doing small things. They add up to be big things. They start to show your brain like, wait a second, this is okay. It's safe to do this. getting my groceries carried out. It was a small thing, but it was just like, that feels powerful. When I started on my journey of stepping more into my feminine, it's not this idea of being this damsel in distress, right? It's not this idea of being incapable. It's the idea of knowing your worth and knowing where to put that energy, right? And if someone's going to offer to carry your groceries out for you, you respect yourself enough and value yourself enough to know that you can let people do things for you. That's it. That's the vibe. That's the magic, right? So that's a small way that you can start to do things. You know, I remember one instance, like going to order pizza and they're like, can I carry this to your car? I'm like, absolutely you can. Am I capable? Yes. Do I have to? No. And so when it comes to these day-to-day instances, it's really easy as a mom and as a woman in the society to get really caught up in doing, right? So I really want you to invite in situations where you can start to be more receptive. And it can be simple things like that, really, really simple things like that, that allow your body and your, like, allow your mind to get on board with being more receptive. And that'll show up in other ways, right? And to just get yourself on board with these small little ways that you can step into trusting and allowing and receiving. Okay. And I hope that makes sense, but it's really, really powerful. It doesn't have to be these big, big, profound moments, right? I do believe it's in the little moments that you can shift the energy to be able to bring in what you want, right? And so as you start to do these things, more moments will reveal themselves. One of my favorite, this is a little bit of a tangent, but I was playing around with this energy yesterday because I just love it. It's so fun. It's so juicy and magical to tap into. The intention of show me how good this can get. And I've had a few things drop in with that intention, but I really, really enjoy it. It's such a beautiful, like, way to lean back and let the universe show up for you. It has very much of this, like, lover girl, like, pleasure energy to it. And it's very, very fun. It's kind of flirty. I really enjoy it. So if you are kind of feeling those vibes, give it a try. Let me know what you think of setting that intention and seeing what plays out for you, because it can be really fun to just sit back and witness. So again, this is just scratching the surface of what it looks like to step into embodiment. Again, a lot of, you know, instances or cosmic weather can really be the catalyst. I do find energy, like, lots of people come to me just feeling like things are stuck or they can't get things moving. And energy work really can be the catalyst for kind of breaking things up and getting things flowing again, to allow you to deeper, like, to have deeper integration around these lessons and to experience these lessons as well, to learn the lessons and to, you know, have that transformation and move through and shed those old layers of yourself and step into what it is that you want. So I hope you enjoy this episode. I enjoy just sharing a little bit of what was on my heart around this idea. And just a reminder that it's consuming the information is good, but you need to start with embodying. And it can be overwhelming. We're inundated with so much in our day to day. So what's one piece of knowledge that you can integrate that feels aligned for you, that can assist you on this journey and on your transformation? So if there's anything that resonated with you specifically, please feel free to reach out, send me a message on Instagram, or you can send me a message below on SpeakPipe. I'd love to have a conversation with you. I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Have a good one. Bye.